A young man who gave you party all the time.
Uh-huh.
He gave you boogie in your butt.
Come on.
He gave you red light.
And now,
old Jaja, give it up for Eddie Murphy.
Hey.
Hey.
How you like Eddie? That, man?
Is this me6money.com? I need somebody to fix my money.
Eddie Murphy.
What's going on?
Again.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Okay, okay. Old Jaja is the name of the new one.
Hey, Babylon, you know it won't be long. Whoa, and we'll be going back to Zion soon. We're leaving Babylon, going back to Zion. Yeah, we're leaving Babylon, y'all. Going back to Zion. Yeah, we are.
Oh, Jaja, oh, Jaja.
That's a serious roster
right,
song.
Man, that's some serious roster you got going there, man.
Yeah, man.
You got the braids and everything going on, man.
Nah, I ain't got the braids. But we be on it.
Man.
You sounding right.
Did you grow up in a Jamaican household?
Nah, man. I'm a fan of Jamaican music.
I am too.
So yeah. Do you travel there a lot?
I've been to Jamaica a few times over the years. But I do all different types of stuff. All my stuff is, all my music is really, really different. Like I think Jay Anthony heard a bunch of different stuff. I got a bunch.
Yeah, I've heard you a big Beatles fan, James Brown. I mean,
it runs up and down.
Yeah,
I can go in different directions, and because of my ear, I think it's because of doing impressions and stuff. If I go to a place, I can get it because I know how it. It sounds. I think it's from, like I said, I think it's from doing impressions.
So the album, it isn't out yet?
We don't have an album out yet.
Okay, but the last two songs are all reggae songs.
The last two
songs are both reggae songs.
Oh, Jaja. I don't know if Oh, Jaja, but I put something out between Promise. I mean, between a Red Light. We put a song called Promise out that was a ballad.
Oh, where you playing the guitar?
Yeah, I promise you're going to break my heart.
Ooh,
yeah, that one.
I'm so glad I found you. I've been all alone.
Yeah.
Please promise you won't break my heart.
Who was that to, Eddie?
Who was that to?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. I was healing up when I wrote you. That.
Healing up.
I was healing
He's
up.
Healing up, man.
I was leaking.
Healing, Sybil, you'll write a promise song, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you start leaking.
You
go to the piano. Start singing all tenders.
Eddie, what instruments you play? I was telling Tom up there that you play guitar, and what else you play?
And piano.
Wow.
So if you hear one of my tracks and the guitar, piano sound raggedy, you say, "Oh, that must be Eddie Nan right there."
No, man, you play.
So I could play a loop. I ain't Jimi Hendrix, but I ain't no slouch. I ain't no slouch.
So, Eddie, we had an article about your daughter not too long ago about 25 things that you don't know about Bria. So, is there anything that we don't know about you that, you know, you are always surprised that people never ask you about, or, you know, that you've just never been open to sharing?
People don't know anything about how deep I'm into music. People, you know, I think if anything, people know, you know, I did party all the time, you know, and they would probably like put me with Bruce Willis and Don Johnson and all them other people that put out records in AOM and with actors singing, and they put you in that category. And that's why I stopped putting records out. I was like, I don't want them to think I'm just trying to, you know, be on some ego thing and be the actor singing. I really, really, you know.
No, honors that you put the time in, man.
Yeah, I've been doing this for years and years and years and years and years. I'll be in the studio. Yeah, and anything that you do over and over again, you're going to get, you know, better at it.
Hey, here's a little known fact. The Murdered Hits that Jay does every week is produced by the same person that produces Eddie's music.
Ralph Hawkins produces with me. Yeah,
he's really good, man.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that you would like to work with that you haven't?
What do you mean, like a singer, a producer?
What's wrong with
what's that jazz?
Yeah, that's
what Buddy ate some of his hot sauce. He got his hot sauce on something in the studio. Start choking in the interview. He must have the very hot sauce.
The hottest of the hot, man. Is there an artist that you would like to, or somebody that you know on your wish list?
Yeah, you know, I don't have any collaborations, like wish list collaborations, and the people I've collaborated with over the years, it just kind of happened organically.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been in a studio over the years. I've been in a studio with Luther and Paul McCartney and Elton John and Stevie and Garth Brooks. I've been in a studio with a lot of people. I got a lot of material, like, on the shelf that if people heard it, they would be like, what the hell? I got a lot of stuff over the years.
So will we hear it?
Even though eventually they'll hear it, because 100 years from now, when you're out of here, they go dig through everything that you did. They'd be like,
look at this.
Hey, this is a thing with Eddie Murphy and Garth Brooks singing. What the hell is this?
Eddie, why do you think so many comedians want to sing and singers want to comedian? Why do you think that is?
You know what? I think that most artists have, I don't know a creative person that just has one thing that they can do. Most people can do different things. But what happens is whatever you get known for, how you pay the bills, that's the one that you wind up doing.
And they don't want you doing
anything else. And you don't nurture the other talents you have, or it's a little thing that you're in the closet about. You just touch it every now and then, but you don't do it all the time, like the thing that keeps the lights on. I'm like, I think most people have other stuff that they do. I just never stop nurturing the other stuff that was in me from a teenager. It's like, okay, I blew up from being funny, but I didn't stop playing guitar, and I didn't stop playing piano, and I didn't stop writing, just because you know.
Mm.
That's good.
Okay, movies? Any movies on the, any movie projects coming up?
Just last week I just rapped on a movie called Cook that the dude that directed Driving Miss Daisy directed, and Bruce Beresford, and I'm super excited about it.
It's funny?
It ain't funny at all. It's just sad. It's the first time in a sad movie. I die at the end.
Oh, man.
You know, I get all messed up. Hair get all receding and chewed out. Gray hair. You're looking, dying, choking. I'm an alcoholic, cigarette smoking cook. It's a really sad movie. It's about a dude that gets hired to work for this lady for 6 months that's dying, like a single mom and her daughter. And the woman is supposed to be dying in 6 months. What happens? She fights and lives for 6 years. And this guy gets involved with their family, taking care of this woman. And it's just a tear-jerking, really sad movie.
Gotta see it. Are you singing in it?
Nine.
It was right there, Eddie.
It was right there.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, man. I ain't singing it.
All right, we're going to play the song next.
Later, man.